Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
We continue here at the Homewood Suites in Glastonbury Boulevard, as part of the Holiday Store. Of course, our effort all the way up to Christmas Eve to get as many gifts, presents, and donations for the Salvation Army so they can do the great work that they do. We are brought to you today by the fine folks at Brown, Pinderis, and Scott, who we will talk to those guys in the, I believe it is the 8 o'clock hour. I want to thank John from Chester, who dropped in early, started us off right with a major cash donation and also a dozen donuts, which doesn't hurt. And also want to thank the Johnson family for a $3,000 gift and a charitable trust with a $500 gift. These are the things that are so important to us. We feel tremendous inspiration, but also pressure to do this. We want to raise as much money as possible to help the Salvation Army complete their mission. Well, it's never completed, but it's always ongoing. And I'm really happy to welcome in Captain Steve Salmon here. And, you know, Steve, first time we've met.
Right.
And you're from Hartford.
Yes.
And I don't want to age you or anything like that. So how long have you been in the Army?
So I would say about 13 to 14 years I've been part of the Army.
Okay.
Since I was a teen, basically.
And so, but you just relatively recently came back here. So where have you been?
So this is my second appointment. So I was in Willimantic when I graduated from a seminary school. But now I'm in Hartford North End, actually my home area.
So, I mean, first of all, for me, like, cause we talk a lot of community stuff on this show, and I feel how important it is. You know, sometimes the communities that are existing in Hartford are a little bit neglected, but I also think we need to find ways to get more people to live and thrive in Hartford, right? And what is life like in the North End right now?
So it's ups and downs, especially during the holiday season. Families don't know how they're going to get their child a gift, right? They're working odd jobs. They're trying to make ends meet with food stamps recently now coming back on. Just trying to figure out how can they make Christmas what it is for their family and their household. So we're working with the community, working with our staff, just to make sure that we're doing everything that we can possibly do to meet the needs of our community.
You know, we're talking with Captain Steve Salmon here on Brian and Company. But and what's it like coming home? Like when you work and serve in the North End, are you there like every day? Like, give me a sense of what your daily work life is like.
So usually we're in the office every single day. Even if we're not, we're on call. If anything were to happen, pretty much during the day throughout the week, we have our social services. So, you know, we do our food pantries. We help with utility assistance, clothing vouchers. We have programs throughout the week, such as kids programs, music programs. We have discipleship programs, such as Bible study, women's group, those type of things that we have throughout the week. Over the weekend, we have our young adult meets, and it's all just pushing them to be better people. And,
yeah. You know, do you like know everybody in the neighborhood?
No, but it seems like everybody in the neighborhood knows me. I'm actually, so you mentioned the age-wise, and I'm only 35.
Okay, I don't, you know.
So I've been part of
it. See, the shaved head, you could be 55 or 25. No, it's true. And especially, let's face it, you know, I mean, as an African American,
right.
Like you could, I could not place your age. So you're 35.
I'm only 35, and so I've been in Hartford since I was five. So I'm originally from Jamaica, but then I was raised in Hartford and graduated from East Hartford High.
Wow.
And so on and so forth. So when I'm in the community, we're back, and it's we're meeting with people, we're helping, and everybody's like, do I know you? I think I've known you.
And how, like, what a great blessing for the Army to have you, who not only knows here but loves it's your home.
Right.
And I mean, I think it's amazing. Can I just digress for a second? Do you still have family in Jamaica? And is everyone doing okay?
Yes, everyone is okay.
Are they on the eastern part, or are they?
They're a little all over, but they were only some were hit really badly. But no life has been lost or anything like that.
Wow.
They're in good hands.
Because it's a really difficult situation
right.
down there, and I'm sure the Salvation Army is pretty active. In Jamaica as well. We're talking with Captain Steve Salmon. So you're programmatically wise, and again, I was joking beforehand. I was like, I'm going to do whatever I can not to make you mad. You're a second degree black belt.
Yes.
And you're going to start a martial arts program. And so how does that work? You have a facility that you can have it, and you put up flyers? Like, how are you going to do that?
So our location has a gym involved. So we have the space. It will be word of mouth and also putting up flyers and putting on our social media, letting people know what's going on, how cost-effective it will be to attend. We're going to be starting...
All ages or kids only? Or
for now, since we're just starting out, we're going to be 6 to 12. But as we get our hands fully acquainted, then we'll look at bringing it out to more people, including parents.
You know, I have two questions on that end. Like, how did you get into it in the first place for the martial arts?
So... Going back to Hartford, I was a child who I had an anger issue, right? And so
I can't imagine that. Like, no, I'm serious. Like, you just like all smiles and
yeah.
quite gentle.
Well, karate helps.
Yeah.
Be doing different type of extracurricular activities to get out my anger
yeah.
helped me so much, especially in school. And so a lot of my stuff I look back at, if that was me back then and this is what helped me back then to be where I am now, then there's certainly some child out there, some young adult, some adult out there that's probably going through the same thing. So if I could make it happen for them faster than once I received it, then that would be great.
And there's something, first of all, I think that if you have some expertise in martial arts, it's a huge confidence builder,
yes.
right? Whether it's just knowing something or just being able to know that you can protect yourself,
yes.
too, on top of that. And I think that generally speaking, anything physical, fitness-wise, the endorphin side of it, I truly think that that helps the
yes.
mind, right?
Yes.
I mean, I think it is so important. We're talking with Captain Steve Salmon here on Brian & Company, who really helps out the Army in the north end of Hartford. And I wanted to ask you also, you know, your personal journey. Like, how did you decide?
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
I had to have a life and career of service.
So, As I was growing up, I didn't really care a lot about anything. I was going to school with a pillow.
Did you get in trouble and stuff?
Oh, or? So much. So many times. It was to the point where, it's sad to say, some of my family members didn't think I would be amount to anything.
They gave up on you?
They gave up. But what the people that didn't give up was the Salvation Army. When I came in, they pushed me. They went to school and fought for me to the point where I was like, they really do care, and then why do they care? And once I found out why they care through the love of Jesus Christ, then I'm like, I want to be part of that. So from that point on, the Salvation Army was my first job. The Salvation Army helped me graduate high school. The Salvation Army helped me in so many different types of programs. And so with me being here right now, you know, being back in the same area that my house when I was a child is up the street from my building, it only gives me encouragement to go out and do what needs to be done for those. Because if that was me back then there's definitely someone like that.
Do you remember like a turning point? Like where you like, you know what I mean? Like it sounds like that whether it's the anger or you know, getting in trouble was more like you weren't self-aware. You just were just reacting right to whatever you were dealing with. What was the moment, or maybe there wasn't a moment where you became self-aware of like, A, this isn't going great, but that I have this thing that I can feel good about and maybe I should, you know, focus on doing some good.
I think it's from one week. The Salvation Army has a teen program called Youth Councils, where teenagers go to Camp Kearney, Ashford, Connecticut, and they kind of like understand who God is. And that was really one of my first introductions to God in the Salvation Army. But from there, it was just the Corps officer at that time telling me that I do matter versus everyone else telling me I didn't. And then fully explaining what he meant by how I matter and why it matters to do what I do and why does it matter to care. Because again, back then I didn't care about anything. I didn't care about my own situation. I didn't care about my own safety. But then he's telling me I should care. He does care about me and God does care about me. And so with that push of support, I think that was my main turning curve.
Well, I have to tell you that the fact that you're bringing that story and that mission back to your own neighborhood is inspiring, and so it's awesome, and it's great to meet you, and that's the kind of thing that, you know, your support helps continue, so people like Steve can do their jobs, which is 100% to help other people. So if you listen to his backstory or you think it's something you want to support, that's why you come down to the Homewood Suites here in Glastonbury and you make a donation or bring a few gifts. If you want a text to give, you can do that at 31333 and put WTIC in the text window. If you're not moved by that and want to support something like that, then you know our work here kind of is, I think this is it. I really appreciate it. I appreciate your candor, and thank you for what you do.
All right.
That is Captain Steve Salmon here.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.